And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 19th of June, 2012. Juneteenth, also known as Freedom Day or Emancipation Day. It was on this day, 1865, Galveston, Texas, Union soldiers arrived, and General Gordon read the Emancipation Proclamation. It's the birthday of the mathematician Blaise Pascal, born in Clermont-Ferrand, France, 1623. By the time he was 19, he'd perfected the first mechanical calculator. In the field of physics, he discovered that air has weight and proved that vacuums are possible in nature. In mathematics, he founded the theory of probabilities and developed an early form of integral calculus. He also invented the syringe and the hydraulic press. But he was torn between his scientific life and his spiritual life. And when he was 23, he felt the need to withdraw from the world, devote his life to God. He returned to religion after a mystical conversion, entered an abbey in 1655, lived as a hermit, and produced his great work of religious philosophy, the Pensées. It's the birthday of Greil Marcus, born San Francisco, 1945, author of Music Criticism, and editor of A New Literary History of America. And it's the birthday of the novelist Salman Rushdie, born in Bombay, 1947, who, when he was 40, published a novel, The Satanic Verses, banned in India, burned throughout the Muslim world. The Ayatollah Khomeini announced that Rushdie should be sentenced to death for blasphemy, and Rushdie had to go into hiding until the death sentence was finally lifted in 1998. This September, Rushdie's memoir about the Ayatollah's fatwa entitled Joseph Anton comes out. Joseph Anton was the pseudonym that he used when he was in hiding, a combination of the names of Joseph Conrad and Anton Chekhov. Here's a poem for today by Joe Paddock, entitled Out Here. Small towns out on the prairie are mostly clean and bright now, maybe turned a notch or two too tight. Panting dogs no longer run free out here, and drunks no longer stagger and fall along Main Street. Their singing is not so much missed, but Maine could use a bit more song. Life and death, the great stories, continue here. Love is allowed, and young mothers still bear down on the birth canal. Children squall, and old ones, too much restrained and hidden, too seldom singing, sink slowly away. I sometimes walk our ever-widening fields of graves and wonder what boredom and struggle led each to just this rest, and wonder, are their bones bitter for having known too little incandescence, too little song? In spring and fall, the whole incandescent sky sometimes yelps with geese, long lines wavering with great certainty toward a true destination. Last night, on a bench in Central Park, a pair of girls with fading light in their hair sat waiting, waiting, and oh, their yearning was deep and sweet as the evening singing of robins in the darkening boughs above them. A poem by Joe Paddock, Out Here, from A Sort of Honey, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, offering online review monitoring and management services for businesses that know the importance of online reviews. Learn more at Reputation.com. And by Goddard College, offering low residency education for adult learners since 1963, now offering both bachelor's and master's degrees in Port Townsend and Seattle, Washington. Learn more at goddard.edu. Produced by Nick Vetter, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.